All right. Hello. Welcome to this edition of Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. This episode is again brought to you by the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce. I want to urge you to support us on Patreon or download the Eastern Sierra Now app, and it contains a lot more than what I cover in this program alone. Now to the news, but first, a word from our sponsors. All right, I want to thank our episode sponsor, the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce, and then our series sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. All right, homecoming has already come, and BUHS football and volleyball have announced their events. The Powder Puff football game will be October 2nd with a 7 p.m. kickoff. The gates open at 6:30 p.m. with a $1 charge for students, $5 for adults to benefit BUHS football. The Powder Puff game will take place at John Schwab Field. The Ironman volleyball game will be Wednesday night, October 4th, with a 7 p.m. start. The gates open at 6:30 p.m. with a $1 admission for students and $5 for adults to benefit BUHS volleyball. And it will take place at the Gus Klikas Gym. All right, looks like the Bishop Chamber of Commerce's installation celebration of the Board of Directors. Join us at our fun gathering to honor our 2023-24 board members and officers. It'll be on Wednesday, the 27th, 5:30 at the Bishop Country Club Golf Course. $25 per person with includes a gourmet burger buffet, scrumptious sides, and cookies. The bar will also be open. All right, and Caltrans is calling for Eastern Sierra residents to help protect the community waterways and coastlines during Coastal Cleanup Month. The California Coastal Commission, in partnership with Caltrans and other community-based organizations, are holding the 39th Annual Coastal Cleanup Day on Saturday, September 23rd, 2023. By hosting hundreds of local events statewide, residents in Mono and Inyo counties interested in volunteering can participate in the following local events. Here we go, Lakes Basin Cleanup. It's on the 23rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Horseshoe Lake. Meet at the Horseshoe Lake parking lot, the end of Mary Road and Mammoth Lakes. That is also at 9 a.m. The Artesian Wells Cleanup. When? September 30 from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's at the Artesian Wells, located off East Line Street in Bishop. If you want more info, download the Eastern Sierra Now app or go to easternsierranow.com and go to the article Caltrans calls for Eastern Sierra residents to help protect community waterways and coastlines during Coastal Cleanup Month. All right, and let's celebrate National Public Lands Day on Inyo National Forest this Saturday on September 23rd, the same day as the community cleanup. Great, we can get a lot done. It's the 30th National Public Lands Day. At the Moto Basin Scenic and Visitor Center, it's 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Join the Inyo Forest staff and conservation partners in volunteer projects and special interpretive events around the visitor center all day. And the Golden Trout Lakes Trail Maintenance in Onion Valley, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And if you need the links to that, download the Eastern Sierra Now app or go to EasternSierraNow.com and go to the article Celebrate National Public Lands Day on Inyo National Forest this Saturday, September 20th. And there's a youth art contest to celebrate county government. In an effort to bolster civic education and education communities on the role of county government, the National Association of Counties, NACO, has launched the 2023 I Love My Country Because Art Contest. The contest itself is open to very broad subject matter, skills in painting, drawing, or digital art. It'll be judged on technical skill, creativity, and the artist's statement. And if you want to find the link for that, go to EasternSierraNow.com or download the Eastern Sierra Now app, and it's right there. All right, now for Eastern Sierra Now News Weather Report. Up in Mammoth this afternoon, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny with a high near 67. That sounds nice. Southwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. Snow level, 11,800 feet, lowering to 11,200 feet after midnight. Partly cloudy with a low around 42. West wind around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. The snow level will be 10,700 feet, rising to 11,700 feet in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 63, light and variable wind coming from the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles an hour. Bring a windbreaker. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers before 11 p.m., snow level 11,200. To 9,900 after midnight. Mostly clear with a low around 36. Getting close to freezing there, yo. And then Thursday is going to be sunny with a high of near 55. Southwest wind from 5 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly clear with a low around 31 at the night. In the night, Thursday night, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles an hour. And down in Lone Pine, it's 86 right now, with humidity being 17%. The sunset's going to be 6:53 p.m., and then at night it'll be 55 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny. It's 85 degrees as a high, 55 degrees as a low. The humidity's high for the area. It's like 24%. And then at 55 degrees as a low at night, the humidity is actually 40%. It's getting a little high for me. 82 degrees on Thursday as a high. It's going to be fully sunny, 24% humidity during the day. It'll drop down to 49 degrees as a low at night, and the humidity rises again at 32 degrees. That's Thursday. All right, and then now, last but not least, Bishop. 84 degrees currently with a low of 49 tonight. It's going to be 49% humidity tonight. Ugh, send me back to Indiana. The high tomorrow is 84 degrees with 33% humidity, 0% chance of rain, 47 degrees at night with 47% humidity. That's not going to be too cool. That'll be kind of warm, honestly. And then it drops down on Thursday, 79 degrees with 31% humidity and 40 degrees with 46% humidity. So things are definitely changing when it comes to the Eastern Sierra, especially with that humidity level. All right, all right, all right. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Eastern Sierra Now News. I want to thank the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce for sponsoring this episode and High Point Solar and Astorga's Mexican Restaurant for sponsoring this series. That's all I got for you today, Eastern Sierra citizens. Please consider navigating the website and supporting us on Patreon. Thank you very much. Byron out.